Do you remember the story of Humpty Dumpty, whom all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put back together again? It happens that we are the king's men and the king's women, the king's daughters and sons. And reconciliation means that we can put things back together again. Like ourselves, whenever we feel torn in two. Like ourselves and God, when we feel that we've been away from Him. Like ourselves and another human being. Reconciliation is putting together things that get broken in living. A friendship, a marriage, a conversation, a whole way of life. Now, whenever reconciliation takes place, it causes something like a conversion, which means that you turn around, you take a new direction toward the Lord. In fact, the Greek word metanoia means turning inside out. And some have compared it to a plow turning over the earth. And that's a good simile, because whenever the earth is newly turned over, it is capable of bearing new life. If there really is a metanoia, a turning toward the Lord, a new beginning, then there also must be a lessening or a leaving behind of sin. You cannot have sin without freedom. You also cannot have sin without love. If the only emotion we had was hate, there would be no sin. But there would also be no love. What is sin? Sin is not loving, not caring, not attending, not listening. It is sometimes not wanting bad things to change in our lives, not wanting other people to bother you. You remember in the great play, My Fair Lady, it was funny when Elfie sang, "The Lord said, a man was made to help his neighbor. Wherever they meet, on land or sea or foam, but with a little bit of luck, when he comes around, you won't be home." The song seemed momentarily funny, but it's really not the kind of neighbor you need or that you should want to be. And reconciliation means healing. We've all heard of faith healing when people pray and ask God to cure the sickness of other people. That's one kind of healing. Medicine is the art of healing. But really, there are many ways of healing, and it's terribly needed today. We cannot continue living in pieces. We all need to learn to live in peace. All we need to do is think of all the people and places that are torn apart today. There are those that are personal, like you and all the people we cannot get along with. But many are also social, meaning society today, and city, and the world. Think of some. Northern Ireland split into two terrible camps of hatred. Israel and the Arab countries divided. In the third world, in particular, the old divisions of the rich and the poor, the races and the cultures of the human race are split, like the blacks and whites in South Africa and this country. A good Christmas card from the UN some time ago showed the globe of this earth, the picture taken by the astronauts made from far up, where the earth looked no bigger than a half dollar, blue, green, globe. And the words around it were, keep us in one piece, P-E-A-C-E. I know that none of us think that we are powerful enough to be world healers, but each one of us can be and is a people healer. If we recall that the social monsters, like racism, always begin with a kind of snobbishness, bad example at home, and the wars that destroy begin with the violence and the greed of individuals. And if we people do not become healers whenever we can, then we ourselves shall not even begin to become whole. Remember, the original meaning of holy was simply to become a whole person, to put the pieces back. And if we do not work at becoming whole, at reconciliation, we shall not become one. One family, one person, one community. As Jesus prayed, that they all might be one, Father, as you in me and I in you. That is what reconciliation means. And we all need reconciliation because we are all broken by sin. Sin is a far more pervasive thing than what we may have been taught as children. It's more than, sin is more than the single external action that we can see or count. Sin is really a spirit that lives in us. Sin is a spirit, just as faith and love and hope are spirit. They all go on in a woman's or a man's heart. They're not turned on and off like electric current. That's not how sin is committed. Sin is a willingness to let my relationship with God become strained. Or when the strain goes on long enough to become broken. And sometimes it's broken badly and long enough that it is called mortal sinfulness, a true turning from God in a deliberate way. But that really happens a long time before it appears in anyone's bodily actions. Something far more serious, a rupture occurs deep within a person's heart before it shows outside. I remember over 40 years ago in the seminary, even with the very old theology, we were always taught that considering all the requirements needed for mortal sin, in reality, very few are actually committed. And that is, we were taught, especially true, of the sins of the flesh, toward which Jesus had always had the greatest compassion, simply because the sins of the flesh are so often the results of human emotion. Now, what does that have to do with reconciliation, the sacrament of penance? Well, first of all, it would seem that we should get away from the idea of thinking of the grocery list when we think of sin. I wonder how many of you thought in that fashion as you heard the first reading today. We should learn not to think any longer of a numerical recitation of things that we thought perhaps were sinful, even though possibly they were not even that. We all carry around with us baggage that is childish. So many adults today are mature in many, many dimensions of their lives. But not very many adults have left adolescence behind when it comes to their religious life. That we know. We also know that the best of people have at least what might be called a minor infection, a certain spirit of venial sinfulness, a kind of selfishness, a neglect spirit, a petty pride. And what we all need to do periodically is look deep into our hearts and see and discover the set of motives, the motivations that prompt almost everything that we do in our lives. For example, there are people who by temperament are very efficient in running things, and yet that talent can turn into a kind of sinfulness if they become domineering and have no respect for other people's wishes or feelings or rights. And that one single fact can become a tragedy in their lives and others, whereas all the while they were concerned that they forgot their morning prayers. Sometimes people are totally oblivious to the real spirit of evil that lurks deep down within them. Sin is social. Evil gets hardened in the structures of society, family life, or individual life. And that is why the world today is so blotched with the results of the sins of people, making and keeping other people ignorant, poor, hungry, deprived of even their very elementary rights, starving people emotionally, intellectually, and physically. Marriage, family life can settle down into routine coldness, continual breakups in communication, ending in isolation, to the lifelong damage of spouses and the children. That is why we need reconciliation. That is why we have our service for this Lent, this Tuesday evening here, to help you in a very special way understand the Lord's healing that is always available. When I allow sin to possess my spirit, I become a stranger to myself, a stranger to my neighbor, and a stranger to God. I no longer sit in the circle of the family. Then I know that I need forgiveness, reconciliation, putting back together what once was one, rediscovering unity in my life. Jesus formed a reconciled and reconciling church, his body. His body is the sign of his forgiveness. And that is what we all experience when we gather here in the Eucharist, because there are different ways of experiencing reconciliation. It occurs here also in the Eucharist. Whenever we celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord together, we know that the temple no longer is the building in which we gather. The temple is our body, not to be torn apart, but here to become healed, piece by piece.
Our meditation song is number 65, Ashes, verses 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm.